Okay, Graham Thickens here at the Pavilion Demo Spring 2010, and I'm with Social Wish, and Tanya Strigosh is the founder and CEO.
Actually, I'm the co-founder. Yes, my husband and I are partners, so we both developed the website. The name of the website is Social Wish, and the concept behind it is that it's a universal wish list.
Right.
But what it lets you do is it allows multiple people to contribute towards one wish. Mm-hmm. So traditionally, when you are dealing with a wish list, it's a one-to-one transaction. You have one item, one person can purchase it. Well,
right.
What if it's an expensive item? And it's difficult for somebody to afford. Like, let's say it's a wedding, and you want to get somebody a luggage set. Well, those things are pretty much expensive, but you want to get something nice for them.
Uh-huh.
If you come together with a few friends or even with family, makes it a lot easier for you to get that item that that person really wants and needs, and you know that they'll really use it and appreciate it.
Well, I suppose it's instead of having people run around to different gift registries at different stores, this is a centralized gift registry of sorts, isn't it? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's universal in the sense that you're not tied to one store. You can basically choose any store that you want, and it doesn't even have to be a website. You can basically put a photo if you want. You can even leave it open without a URL and no photo and just have an open category. Like, let's say, for example, you're raising money for a school. Your son's school needs new gym equipment. And you want to go come together with a few other mothers, like you're on the PTA, let's say. And you can create a fundraiser and call it Fundraiser for My Son's School. Give it a price. Let's say they need $1,200 to do that. You can even add a little description. Share it with your friends. And that will allow people to contribute towards that goal. Again, it's not tied to a store. And
right.
It's not tied to a photo.
Yeah.
It's an event, and you can leave it open. And the great thing about it is that you can actually share via.
Yeah, tell us about
networks.
The sharing. Yeah,
yeah.
How can people share what their wishes are here?
So they actually have the flexibility to share via various methods. They have the traditional method, which is email, but they can also share via any social network that's out there. Facebook, Twitter, Zig, Delicious, anything that's out there. The way we do that is we actually leverage the share this widget.
Okay,
and
sure. That
allows you to connect and share what's comfortable for you. What's happening these days is that there's a rise of a lot of different social networks, and people are communicating in many different ways. And we don't want to limit them in the way that they're communicating.
Right.
So if it's comfortable for you to share via Facebook, that's where your network of family and friends is. Go ahead and share via Facebook. Post a link. You can even put a little description there, and people will go back to the wish. And here's what they'll see. So let's say I sent them my wish for a spa day. Well, they'll click on the link. They'll see the spa day. They can learn more about it by actually clicking on the picture, seeing the thumbnail, if there is a thumbnail. They can even see comments if there are comments. They can even add a comment themselves if they want to. So there could be an exchange. That's the other social element of it, is it's not just the contribution, the financial aspect, but actually people exchanging ideas and seeing how life evolves while you're getting a gift or after your gift.
Sure.
And it's easy to contribute. You just click contribute. You can give as little as $5. That's the minimum amount.
Okay.
But if you want to give more,
you can do it anonymously.
As much
too,
as you want. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. We take various types of credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express.
Okay.
You can even make a contribution anonymously. If you want to let the person know how much you're giving, you'll be listed as a contributor. But if you don't, you can be anonymous. So, some people might not feel comfortable because they can't put in as much as others, or they might have their personal reasons for not being known.
Sure.
They want to be an anonymous donor for a fundraiser, let's say.
Sure.
Well, we give you the option to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a small service charge for the transaction, and that can either be added to the contribution or taken away from the total of the contribution. So you have the option of doing that as well.
So that's how you make money on the transactions.
Exactly.
You got to have a way to make money. So is it primarily individuals that you're targeting, or would you say it's nonprofit organizations, or
right now,
how are you going about getting people to come to the site and use it?
Well, actually, maybe my husband, here's my husband, Jan, the co-founder.
Hello, Jan.
Partner.
Nice to meet you.
He could probably lend some comments on that aspect.
Sure. How are you going about getting people to use the site, and what kinds of folks are you going to target, and how are you going to reach them, and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, when we first started this, as an idea for individuals. But when I was talking, I sit on the board of a couple charities.
Uh-huh.
And when I told the individuals on the board what I was doing, they thought this was a great idea to help raise money. You know, professional fundraising organizations charge upwards of 40% of every dollar comes in.
Yep.
You know, we're less than 6%.
Right.
We're less than 6% for almost the exact same services with the absence of a call center. So we're able to charge a lot less. And at the core of it, this resonates with a lot of people for fundraising. God forbid something happens to a child that gets sick. I've heard many stories from some people even at the demo show that, you know, my next door neighbor's kid just got sick and she's got cancer. This would be a great way to raise money to help the family pay for the expenses.
Sure.
So we feel this resonates in this market, and this was one of the markets that we were really targeting to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm all about easy. If this serves a market that we've already targeted, this is the market we're going after. And it seems to resonate there. It also works well for individuals and everything else. Because of its flexibility, you know, one of the challenges is for us as a company to convey to people that it is this simple.
Yeah.
So we have to, you know, boil it down to a simple story.
Yeah.
So one of the simplest stories we can offer is, you know, an individual with a gift. But really what this resonates with is with anybody. So fundraising, definitely. We encourage it. In fact, I've gotten some business cards from individuals who also sit on boards of charities, and I'm going to work with them to customize the site specifically for their for their charity to make it much easier for them to raise money.
Yeah.
It's simple, it's quick, it's easy.
Right, and the most important thing is that it's open to any function, cause, event, whether it be personal or someone else. That's one of the other great features about this, is that you can actually create a wish not only for yourself, but you can create it for someone else. So here you see you have an option of yourself or someone else. And what you do is you enter who it's for. You can share it with people. People will see that it's for that particular person, that you enter their email. And what that's used for is that when you're done collecting the money, you can actually surprise them, let them know about, this is what we've done for you. And here are all the people that have come together to do that, whether it be for, you know, a health cause, a fundraiser, you know, maybe it's a college fund. We know that, you know, our nephew is starting college soon, and you know, all the family came together to help you start off a college fund, you know, help him with his tuition and time, you know, away from school, from home, pay for books, things like that. So there's a lot of flexibility with that. As far as not only doing it for yourself, but for doing it for someone else.
Sure.
So it's not really, you know, that also kind of shows the flexibility of not just thinking about me. It's not just the me environment.
Right.
It's me, but it's me doing things for other people and involving other people to get that done.
Well, and the sharing aspect and the social media aspect of it is a big thing, too. And I imagine you'll be using social media to help get the word out about what you're doing as well.
Absolutely.
Did you just launch the site before demo, or has it been up for a little while, or did
it has not? One of the rules for demos that we couldn't launch.
This is your first product, and you're just
exactly.
Well, good. Well, I wish you a lot of success. It's a good looking site, and it certainly seems to meet a need.
Thank you.
And have a great year, and maybe we'll see you back here someday.
Absolutely. Okay. Right now, we're actually opening up our site in closed beta, and everybody can go and sign in
put
in their email, and they'll get an invitation for the beta version.
Beautiful.
And start using
it. Well, great. Well, I'll get this up on my blog, and we'll spread the word a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Okay. Bye bye.